I remember the whipping wind, inhaling great gulps of frigid air, the tightness in my throat and chest, frozen fingers. As the carriage trundles along the narrow track, I clasp Susan's hand, the child close at my side. Here we are in this remote part of the Scottish Highlands, where nothing modern will have reached, and I can't help thinking of the Prince of Wales, on his way home from Edinburgh, after opening the Fourth Bridge, the longest bridge in Britain. It's been in all the papers. I wonder if he feels the cold. Susan is dozing. She must be exhausted. Every part of my body hurts from all the jolts, and I start to lose my resolve. Have I done the right thing in coming here? Should I have gone through with this? I glance out of the window, as though searching for an answer. There's nothing to see other than the rugged countryside. Even so, we must be nearly there. When hooves clatter on cobblestones, I breathe a sigh. At last. Then the house comes into view. I take in the dire facade, and that brief moment of optimism vanishes in an instant. Three rows of small, diamond-paned windows are evenly spaced in the dark grey stone, the uppermost row gabled in a slate roof, each gable crenellated in chunky stone. With a stout porch in its centre, the house seems to frown down on all who behold it, and I have to suppress a shudder. There is no garden to soften the appearance, none that I can see. At the edge of the cobblestones of the drive, black gravel begins, and that gravel extends to the front wall of the house. The carriage draws closer, and my spirits sink even lower as I notice the decrepit stonework, the mortar crumbling here and there. A mossy coating at ground level reinforces nature's determination to reclaim the house, and no one seems determined to thwart nature's advance. The black paintwork of the window frames has begun to peel away, leaving patches of exposed wood. What sort of person would call a place like this home? It's the sort of house I used to picture in my teenage years during my Gothic novel phase, the sort of house I feared as a child, fear that was instilled in me by parents and governess alike. Keep well away from the MacTavish house. The MacTavish family had a rambling old farmhouse on the edge of the village. Rumour among the village children had it that Mrs. MacTavish was a witch. The very idea had terrified me, and I did indeed keep well away from the MacTavish house. Now, here I am, a fully grown adult, with my own daughter, beholding, with that same trepidation, the edifice in which I am to work and sleep. I have to quell an impulse to ask a driver to hurry away. The MacLeod family could find another housekeeper, someone accustomed to old and run-down country estates in far-flung locations in Scotland. As though to underscore my impressions, the carriage lurches to the left as a wheel mounts a proud cobble, and I steel myself as my shoulder slams hard against the side, Susan's weight adding force to the impact. I start to wonder if we'll make it to the front door alive.